This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Welcome back into Sports Talk. Steve Geller, Charlie Long. Happy to welcome in from the Smoothie King Center, Ali Cosell, NBA writer covering those Pelicans. Ali, how you doing tonight, ma'am?
Doing great, Steve. How are you and Charlie doing?
We are doing wonderful, gearing up for another tip-off with this Pelican squad. Just a few games left till this season comes to an end, unfortunately. It has not been the best one for this team, considering even you look at the record of the team last year, where they were right now, such a huge difference. It's been rough to deal with all year long. I know you know that well. What are we looking for in tonight's team? I did see that at least Jose Alvarado is upgraded to available for this matchup, as he was dealing with some hip soreness.
Yeah, Jose's been dinged up of late, right? And so you could basically, I think, write down almost any kind of description on most body parts, and that would probably apply to him. Because I've seen him also nursing a bad thumb, elbow. And we always know he seems to sprain an ankle or give, you know, his ankles give him an issue or two. So he's fine to go. And the biggest thing tonight, what you're going to be watching for, is Kelly Olynyk is out with rest, but it gives Mo Bamba an opportunity to play for the first time in a Pelicans uniform. For those that may not know, Pelicans just yesterday signed him to a 10-day contract. He's a guy that's a kind of a journeyman now, seventh season, but he's a legitimate seven-footer. And for a team that can honestly use more help, right, at that center position you're looking for, especially next season, Mo Bamba's a good one to maybe kick the tire on for the remainder of the season.
Ali, I'm kind of flushing the game on Saturday, but just looking at two of the three last games, it's been really frustrating to watch because the first half, the Pelicans come out shooting, like guns blazing, especially on that Thursday night game against the Rockets. You know, they're looking great, but then the third quarter happens, and it's the same thing that happened with the Grizzlies last night. Like, you go into halftime with a lead over Memphis, you go into halftime with a lead over the Rockets, and then the third quarter was just disastrous in both of them. Like, the third quarter against Houston on Thursday, 33-15, Houston wins. The third quarter against Memphis on Sunday, 32-15, Memphis wins. And at that point, you're just in too big of a hole. The Pelicans almost made that comeback against Memphis. They got off to like a 17-2 start in the fourth quarter. I remember, I'm like, okay, now we're getting something going. But then they just kind of fell flat at the end. But it just feels like the one quarter that has been so disastrous so many different times for the Pelicans this year, and most recently it's been the third.
Yeah. In years past, it seems like to me anyways, that third quarter plagued this team. And then this year especially, I think it's really reared its head. Earlier in the season, I thought it was a problem. Then it kind of went away. I thought when this team got healthy, got DeJounte Murray back, Herb Jones, CJ McCollum, there wasn't so much of an issue there for a bit. But, yeah, it's back again. And honestly, I think now what's afflicting the team is the simple fact that they're professionals and they don't have much to play for, right? It's a long 82-game season. And so while you're still going out there and trying, you're not trying to intentionally lose. You're still trying to make the right pass. You don't have the competitive fires inside of you burning because you're still playing for something, right? The playoffs, for instance. Those goals, as we know for this team, have long ago, I think, died away. So at this point, you're just trying to get through a season. And I think that's the difference, right? The NBA is so competitive now that I think if you're just down a gear or two in that competitive focus whatever you want to call it, that type of department, it's going to show up. And for the Pelicans, it seems like it's been coming out of halftime, right? You just don't have that focus for the last 24 minutes of the game, and it's showing. But to your point, though, it was impressive for me, anyways, to see that fourth quarter against Memphis, because I thought for sure it was going to be another one of those, how many are they going to lose by? It's going to be about 30 points. But the fact that they started that fourth quarter shows that this team still cares, right? They care, but they just don't have much to play for. That's why we're having those lulls now.
One of the things to look forward down this stretch is obviously the development constantly of these young players. And one of those guys keep looking forward to seeing every night, Carlo Mackovic, and just interested how he continues to build on things. Just wondering what you've seen from him. I know it's been back-to-back games now. He's put up some double-digit points.
Yeah, he just picked up his second career double-double in the NBA in the last game. And I really like what's changed about him is he's showing aggression. Right. If you think back to Summer League or maybe his first few appearances this year, he basically showed he wasn't ready. Right. He wasn't ready to play against NBA competition. But now I see him playing with a lot more force, whether that's boxing out opposing centers. And granted, most nights he's playing against a guy that's bigger than him. But I think he's holding his own. And then you also see the way he's crashing the glass, now looking to shoot the open three. When he sets a pick and roll, he dives hard to the rim. So he's basically checking all those boxes. Like I said, that weren't coming to him naturally earlier in the season. So that's a good stepping stone for him, right? Show that you at least belong. And I think that's what he's kind of showing, that he can at least play against these athletes and in an NBA type of atmosphere. The step for him now is going to be, can he earn minutes for next year, right? And that's going to take showing you have an understanding of where to be more often defensively, right? When you should rotate, help, all these other things, right? Making the correct reads. So there's 17 games left, and, yeah, he's one of the guys that it could benefit him the most by playing well down the stretch.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Chicago, the grudge matches on the gridirons might be gone, but get ready to hit the ball and touch them all at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the real MVPs of SUVs. If you're thinking about rounding third and heading for home in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step and batter up. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to win the game like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate the nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ollie, looking ahead to tonight's matchup against the Clippers, just your scouting report on them. I was looking a little bit at the matchup, and the Clippers are like 7-point favorites tonight, 35-29, 8th seed in the Western Conference, but also not very good on the road this season, 13-19 away from home. I thought that was pretty interesting, but they are on a 3-game winning streak heading into the matchup.
Yeah, well, it's interesting, right? James Harden, they're probably most consistent player that you can count, right, because of Kawhi being in and out of the lineup seemingly for his, last 6 years. Is the fact that they're a defensive team, right? You look at the standings, or I should say the stats, they're the third best defensive team in the league. And if you look, most of the games they win, the scores are usually under 110, right? They beat the Pelicans 116-113 in a matchup earlier this year, but they're not going to beat you with scoring. And now tonight, they don't have Norman Powell playing. So if the Pelicans, I feel like, can just get over 110, they're going to give themselves a good chance to win, simply because that's not who the Clippers are this season. So you're going to really have to focus, I think, you know the givens, right? Harden and Kawhi, what they can do. But I think what you've got to prevent is, say, Ivaka Zubac, right? Their center getting maybe 15 rebounds, maybe scoring 20 points because he has it so easy inside the lane. That's where you have to have Eden Missy, maybe Mo Bamba, Karla Maksovic. Keep him off the boards. Make it tough for him. If you do all that, and if you can get out and run, right, older teams don't like to run. If you can push the pace, we've seen it this year in those times where the Pelicans have had kind of good streaks. Their best offense is literally you grab a rebound and go. You just push the pace. You saw it in the last game against Memphis. Jose Alvarado in that first quarter I thought was brilliant when he came in the game, pushing it ahead, throwing it up to Eve Missy. Then, of course, that Trey Murphy finish later on. That's what it's going to take to beat this Clippers team, right? Just get out in transition because you got to beat them with scoring a little more points than them because they can't do it.
When he's been playing, you know, due to minutes restrictions or not playing the back-to-backs, but Zion Williamson, though, when he's on the court, he's definitely been really effective. Just wondering if you've seen more growth in his game. It seems to, when he is in that point Zion role, he just really thrives.
Yeah, I think we're seeing a guy that just understands what's demanded of him. I thought when he entered this league, and nobody is, right? You're not ready to be a face of a franchise, even though your talent may say otherwise. And for him, it's taken a lot longer, right? Injuries, of course, slowed, if not stopped, his progress altogether at times. But this year, you're just seeing where the wheels are turning. I have to start playing like a number one. I have to start caring about every facet in the game. So for him, it was getting the stamina, building it up, getting that conditioning. Make yourself an elite athlete so you can play on both sides of the ball. I think we've never seen him play defense like this in the NBA like we are now since his return from that hamstring strain. So if he can become a two-way force, he can make himself a top 10 NBA player, right? An all NBA type of player. Cause he's going to get, you know, his 10, 20 drives into the lane, get you 25 to 35 points a night. But now we're seeing, like I said, the growth defensively. We've always seen, like, let's say the last three years, the playmaking has been there as well. So he's an all around type of contributor when the game's right. Right now it is.
Ali, looking ahead to the final matchup of their three-game homestand against Orlando, one of the weirder storylines that I've been kind of following throughout the season, Paolo Banchero for the Magic is viewed as like an all-world type of talent, former number one overall pick. With Orlando, they're 30-36 this season, but this is what kind of sticks out to me. I mean, he tore his oblique early on the season. Mm-hmm. When he hasn't been playing, the Magic are 19-15. With him on the floor, they're 11-21 this year. And that's just kind of strikes me as strange because he's such a talented guy. Like, you think that he would impact winning on the floor, but so far this season, Orlando's been better without him.
Yeah, that's been the case since he's returned. For some reason, they just can't find that, sorry for the pun, the magic again. And I think the biggest reason why is Jalen Suggs. I think he's the heartbeat of that team. He was available earlier this year when all three were available. They looked good. Then they lost Paolo. Then they lost Franz Wagner. But they still were at least winning maybe half their games with just Suggs simply because he was there. Now suddenly that he's been out, they just can't get those wins. And I think, like I said, it's because he does all those small things. He's that heartbeat that kind of goes unnoticed, a lot like maybe Herb Jones does for the fans that aren't familiar with New Orleans. So that's unfortunately what Orlando's dealing with, and they're going to have to try and find something. But fortunately for them, the East is so bad, they're going to at least get in the play-in tournament, right? But I still think Paolo's still, to your point, Charlie, he's still growing. You know, we saw him earlier this year before he got hurt, especially in preseason. I watched him, and I could see the improvement in his game, right? He can now shoot the three ball a lot better. He's more confident making playmaking decisions. So I think his game, he's going to be a future All-NBA player, no doubt. How many guys, 6'9", 6'10", with that strength can do what he does with the ball? Very few. It's just going to be, can he lift up the team, you know, like, say, Jalen Suggs, some other of these superstars that he's playing in the league now with, like LeBron James. That remains to be seen, right? Or is he going to have to rely on like a Suggs next one? We don't know.
Thanks for giving us some time, Ali, before tip-off today. Hey, you got your passport ready for those preseason games next year?
Yeah, going to Australia.
Dave, I've got to go. I don't know if you guys remember this or if I've ever told you, but I'm from Australia. I was born there, so I would love to get over there. But I do have a current passport, yes.
All right, great stuff, Ollie. Hope you get to go home a little bit, see some Pels preseason action in Australia. Thank you so much for the time tonight. Enjoy the game in the Smoothie King.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Thanks, Ollie.
See you soon.
Ollie Cosell, credentialed NBA writer covering those Pelicans.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. With our biggest sale ever, furnaces from $39 a month, furnace and air conditioning combos from $59 a month, plus 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Four Seasons guaranteed to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000 guaranteed. So call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4SEASONS.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.